Good evening. Welcome to Brandon House Live. Joining me tonight will be Michael Weiner from Arizona and Swiss America to talk about, well, the spike in inflation, which, by the way, we told you was coming, and the real rate of inflation. What have I been telling you guys now for several months? It's not 4.5%. It's not 7.9%. I've been telling you that, haven't I? What have I been telling you? I've been telling you at least 16% inflation, haven't I? Any of you regulars know, for many, many, many weeks, I've been saying it's at least 15 to 16%. 15 to 16%. Guess what? I was even low. I was probably right when I said it, but now it's jumped. You're going to find out what the real rate of inflation is tonight, what it means for you and your hard work that you get up and do every day. We'll also talk tonight with Rob Lindstedt. We're going to talk about digital currency, digital dollars, Bible prophecy, and more with Dr. Rob Lindstedt, who last time he was with us, I asked him every time he's been to Israel. Did he say like 68 times, something like that? Wow. We'll talk about Russia, Ukraine, digital currency, and much, much more. And then I want to talk to you about what I talked about on radio today, which was also filmed for television. You can watch the full 1 hour I did today at WVWTV.com when it's posted later tonight, WVWTV.com. I talked on my radio show today about this. I got some more information for you tonight. I talked about this document right here. I've made reference to this document several times now the last few months. It's a document written by some folks in the intelligence arena, but particularly in the Nixon administration. It came out December 10th, 1974. It's a National Security Study Memorandum. National Security Study Memorandum. NSSM 200. It implications of worldwide population growth for U.S. security and overseas interest. It's become known as the Kissinger Report from Henry Kissinger. December 10th, 1974. Declassified July 3rd, 1989. Well, I've read it. And you know what I'm going to tell you about? A lot of the things that are happening today, guess what? A lot of things that are happening today, well, they really, the stage was set for it in this report in some regards. You're going to be shocked at what you hear in that report tonight. So we got a lot to do. Let's get to it. A lot of PowerPoint, video clips, things to get to tonight. Hope you'll tell your friends and family that we're on. Tweet, text, email, Facebook. Let them know we're here. Let's go to a wide shot. What's going on tonight here? Wide shot. You guys got a, okay, we got a mini schnauzer over here. The mini schnauzer came into the studio tonight. And that is left. Where's that left Delta? It's left her right here. Over on this side, laying on the hardwood floor. Yeah, you let this little mini schnauzer kick you out of your bed? What's that all about? Anyway, if you appreciate this store or this show, be sure to visit the store, mypillow.com. Buy yourself a, buy your family, friends, a pet bed. I guess I need to get another one or two up here if Black Schnauzer is going to keep coming in here. So anyway, mypillow.com, promo code B66, promo code B66. If you want to buy your dog, your pet, something, maybe your family, your friends, or yourself, mypillow.com, promo code B66. All right, let's go to Michael Weiner. Michael Weiner of Swiss America. Michael, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Brandon. How are you?
I'm good. I was expecting to see you on screen, but you're going to join us this way, huh?
Unfortunately, the technical difficulties are making it a little hard tonight.
No problem. Is his volume okay, Logan? Okay. So let me go through some of the news. I'm going to have you respond. Michael, you're an old investor. You're an old hat at this, aren't you? You've been doing this a long time. I hate to put too much age on you, but you've been doing this a long time. So with age comes wisdom. Tell our audience how long you've been doing this in the financial world.
Now that you're giving it away, over 40 years, actually. I was around when gold first legalized and got to see it open up at $35 an ounce. So yes, although I'm still maybe 11 years old, I've definitely seen what's gone on in this market and also watched the country go through a metamorphosis to where we are today, which I'm having a problem figuring that out.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can figure some of it out. I've been telling the audience for many months, as I said in my opening there, that the real rate of inflation was not 4.5, what you've been told. It's not 7.9, what you were then told. I was saying it was between 15 and 16%. Turns out I was even low, but maybe when I was saying it was 16%. Shadow stats, corrected inflation at 17.15%, steepest in 75 years. I don't know how many of you are familiar with shadow stats. This is brand new today, April 12th, 2022. Shadow stats run by John Walter Williams. John Walter Williams runs Shadow Stat, and what he does is he gives you the real rate of inflation, consumer price index, based on the standards that were used in the early 70s, not the games they play today. One example I could give you would be if the price of steak gets up so high, the average family stops buying steak and replaces it with chicken, they don't say, oh, let's fit that into the price of inflation, because some families are going to keep buying steak. And therefore, their grocery bill's going up. No, they say, well, we figure they probably just replaced the steak with chicken. Therefore, the price is really the same, because now chicken costs what steak used to cost. Well, this is how they rig the consumer, many ways, just one of many ways, so that they don't have to tell you the real rate of inflation. Because, Michael, if they tell you the real rate of inflation, not only does that make the people sitting in the White House and Congress look bad and the Fed look bad, but we then have to adjust Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all the welfare programs and all the food stamps. We now have to recalculate all that. We'll go belly up as a nation. So there's a lot of reasons to lie about the real rate of inflation. This hidden tax, which is largely from money creation, as John Maynard Keynes said from Keynesian Economics, by this continuous process of inflation, we can steal the majority of the people's wealth, and not one man in a million will know what we're doing. You and I know it. We've been warning for years that this was coming, haven't we?
Absolutely. But I think there's a total different agenda tied into it than ever before. A lot of politicians and a lot of administrations massage things to their benefit. It's historic. But this administration is different than any administration we live with before. We all see it. We seem to see them gravitate towards disaster. And they don't improve. They seem to enjoy it. It's actually mind-boggling to understand why they sit back and continually doing more and more that makes things worse and worse.
Yeah.
Including like Title 42 and things of that nature. But I believe wholeheartedly that there's an agenda involved here to create, which I call, and I said it to you in one of our conversations, Brandon, a financial COVID. I believe that at this point of time, the disasters going on in this country right now financially is an agenda. Because just as COVID was an agenda to take control of us out of fear, they can sit back, create a disaster financially, blame it on Putin, blame it on Donald Duck, it doesn't really matter, and then turn around and tell us this is how we're going to solve it. We're going to take more control of your assets, more control of your money, more control of your retirement plans, everything you have, currency as a means of helping you. Where actually they're helping themselves.
And kiss your privacy goodbye. And as you say, control, because you're talking about a programmable digital dollar, central bank digital currency that's programmable. So here's the real rate of inflation, 17.15%, steepest in 75 years. This is the real rate when you go back. Year-to-year inflation continued to surge in both the March 22 headline consumer price index and the shadow stats alternative CPI, with both measures hitting new multi-decade highs. Circumstances in place before Russia invaded and exacerbated by the same. March 2022 CPIU annual inflation hit a 40-year plus high of 18.54, up from 7.87 in February, the steepest inflation pace since December of 81. March 2022 shadow stats corrected alternative CPI estimates hit 17.15%, up from 16.05 in February. Okay, so what I was telling you, 16% in February, I was right. The steepest inflation rate. But wait a minute, now we're already at 17.5%? It's going up that fast, folks. The steepest rate of inflation since June 1947, in 75 years, folks. In like manner, March 2022 CPIW used in Social Security cost of living adjustment calculations were the 2022 COLA based on third quarter, and so that hit a four-decade high. So again, this is the real figures, the real prices. Now, I saw another article today that might be of interest to you, Michael. I put it over at worldviewreport.com, All right, someone's gone in here and cleaned up my website. I'm going to have to tell them to stop doing that before I go on the air, because I knew where all those articles were, and now I don't. Doggone it. All right, Biden, here we go. Bidenflation, when people think they're helping and they're not. Bidenflation, energy prices soar 32% overall in the last 12 months. Now, if you go to the traditional definition of hyperinflation, hyperinflation has been defined by some experts as a 50% increase, annual increase. How do you define hyperinflation, Michael Weiner?
I think hyperinflation is what we're starting to live with right now, but it's being whitewashed by, I guess you could say, the media are playing their games, or even the government, as we know, that they're massaging it. But at this point of time, if you talk to builders, if you talk to grocers, if you talk to retailers, every single one of them tell you prices are absolutely out of control. They can't even forecast into the future. And the question becomes one of what a very famous man wrote that I actually studied with at one time. His name was Dr. Franz Pick. He wrote a book years ago called The Triumph of Gold, prior to 1967. And at that point of time, he pointed out what would happen if we went off the gold standard, and part of it would lift to the fact of where we are right now, drifting from inflation to hyperinflation. And what happens after that, ladies and gentlemen, is called control. That's when either we take the country back, or it gets into a point where they just dictate to you. That's why they're trying to take control of all of our dollars right now. Digital currency gives them the ability to manage hyperinflation, because if they think you're spending too much, did you ever hear of a credit card getting turned down, Brandon? What if you have a digital currency situation where they shut you down? What are you going to do? How can you turn it back on?
What if you're eating too much meat? What if you're eating too much meat? What if you're consuming too much fossil fuel, gas, diesel?
What if you're donating too much to your church?
Giving to too many conservative groups. Absolutely. Look at this.
Exactly.
Webster definition of hyperinflation. This is a bogus definition, I think. Hyperinflation. Extreme economic inflation with prices rising at a very high rate in a very short time. That's a very basic. That leaves it open to anybody's. Extreme economic inflation with prices rising at a very high rate in a very short time. Okay.
Welcome to America. This is what we're talking about. But at the end of the day, you know, what you keep intelligently bringing up, Brandon, is what people have to do is maintain privacy and personal control while they can, before they can't.
Absolutely. Here is how I know over at the Cato Institute and a few other groups I've looked at, they've defined hyperinflation this way. An inflationary spiral. If inflation exceeds 50%, this is considered hyperinflation. A rapid increase in the paper money supply is typically the reason for this. Germany after World War I was studied best, as it had to bear reparations from the war, as well as stimulus economic growth by requiring tax reform. So 50%. Well, again, people have different definitions. But if you have the energy, the cost of energy is going up by, 32% overall in the last 12 months. Well, again, we're getting very close by even what I would say are very conservative definitions of hyperinflation. We're getting close to that. And of course, at the end of last year, I started telling this audience, I'm done talking about inflation. I'm now talking about hyperinflation, because at the end of last year, I said, that's where we're going. We might very well see the real culmination of hyperinflation in 2022, if we haven't already. What say you, Michael?
I think you're absolutely correct. I think we are seeing the real beginnings of hyperinflation, the real situation that we're living with. Some people feel it even more than others, and some people just don't want to pay attention to it. They're hiding their heads and not believing what's going on around them until it hits them right between the eyes. This issue, if you go to the store and even go to a restaurant, and my better half and I went out and had lunch the other day, and I had two sandwiches and drinks for $40. I mean, literally, if you can't tune in to what's going on around you and stop looking at your stock portfolio and listening to what's going on with all the percentages that hopefully are going to come back, and realize the fact when you look at things, first thing you should ask yourself, do you believe while this administration's in power that the price of gasoline is going to get cheaper? Do you honestly believe that all the people on TV that are saying that they need to do this, they need to do that, that they're actually going to do it? They're not. And no. If you believe they're actually going to deal with Brandon, what Brandon has warned you about with inflation and now hyperinflation, that they are actually going to do something about it, they're not. This situation is going to get very bad, and that's when they're going to move in to use it as a means to control, and it's not going to get better.
Yep.
The areas of concern are not going to get better. It's going to continue to get worse.
You know the guy wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad? You know that author?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you some tweets by him that I find pretty interesting. But first, let me tell folks, if you are interested in talking with Mike Weiner, Wes Peters at Swiss America, they've been working with me for 15 years as sponsors of my radio show, TV shows, conferences. I've done business with them for years. Many of my friends have thousands now of our audience over the last 15 years. If you want a free packet, he's giving you lots of free information tonight because their bottom line is education. If you want a free packet, no obligation, free packet of information, you don't even need to call them. You just text Wes your name and first and last name and your address of where you want the packet sent. He'll send it to you. Just text him at that number, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. And Wes will get that packet of information out to you so you can understand precious metals, what we're talking about, bullion, gold bullion, silver bullion versus numismatic, 1933 and older. And the privacy, by the way, that comes with numismatic, putting your IRA into gold, all of that, you can get this free packet of information. There's the number on the screen. Just text him your name and address, 602-558-8585. All right, listen to this. This is from the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He says, repo market inversion. That's the repurchasing market. I was warning my audience in December of 2019 about on radio about the repo market and how it's done overnight, short-term loans by banks overnight. And I said, look, the Fed's having to rush in and pump in money just for a few hours overnight with banks and covering loans through the repurchasing market. That's a sign of liquidity for these banks. And I began to warn about the banks and another liquidity crisis in late 2019. Wham! COVID happened, and COVID and the emergency response to that bailed out a lot of these banks. A lot of the big business and big banks got big money. But before I comment more on that, would you comment on what I just said about how COVID was used to paper over some of these banks that were getting into bad situation financially?
Absolutely. I mean, they sat back and manipulated the currency, they manipulated the citizenry, and then they sat back and changed rates, paid less, gave less, but got more. And at the end of the day here, right now, with where we're at the present time, they also are still playing this game with the banks at the present time. And right now, they're getting the other end of it. What the cause and effect, everything they have done, everything they have perpetrated is leading us into a point that what is happening? They have fed the beast and people have bought into the fact of supposedly everything's okay. They overspent and now they're running up personal debt. And these credit cards that pay 20 to 30% interest rates, they're collecting there. And they're collecting big. They're seeing a huge spike that plays into hyperinflation on the debt that's being carried on credit cards again. This is a cause and effect. They took the banking from COVID. They gave the good feeling. People saved money, put it away. The banks made them all feel good. And then they told them to go spend it. And now they're cashing in on both sides. It's a double-edged sword. They're making it on both ends.
The author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, back on March 30th, tweeted, inflation, what will become more valuable, canned tuna or silver eagles? I bought $25 worth of canned tuna. Next to the tuna, I put 25 U.S. silver eagles, $25 U.S. silver eagle. In 5 years, 2027, which commodity do you think increases most in value, tuna or silver? He says, my answer to price tuna or silver in 2027, if tuna goes to $25 a can, price of Silver Eagles goes to $250 or more. So that's $250 an ounce he's talking there. $250 an ounce. My real answer, if tuna goes to $25 a can, we are all screwed. Revolution begins because 40% of Americans have less than $1,000. $25 tuna bankrupts them and the U.S. Michael, you want to respond to that?
Exactly. You're exactly right. When you're sitting back and talking about prices and what things going, look at what a $20 gold piece back in 1920 bought a guy a suit of clothes, lunch, some shoes. He went out, probably had a couple dollars left. That $20 isn't even going to buy you a pair of socks now, if you're lucky, but that is going to buy you probably a number of suits, a number of other things, dinners and lunches, and you're still going to have money in the bank because gold has gone up.
You cut out there. So you're saying that you can still take an ounce of gold years and years ago, an ounce of gold and bought a suit, lunch, shoes. Okay. Today, that same ounce of gold is going to buy you a really nice suit, shoes, socks, lunch, and all that. In other words, the commodity has held its price or gained its increase in its purchasing power, or I should say maintained its purchasing power, because it's really not the gold and silver going up or down. It's a lot of times the fluctuation of the value of the purchasing power of the dollar, and the gold coin is simply holding its purchasing power against the dollar. Is that correct?
That's correct. And the gold is literally the king of the currencies. Gold is a global financial instrument. You see the Chinese gravitating to it with the Saudis. You see the Russians gravitating it with their oil. That's recognized that way. The problem that people have in this country, and they still have it, and people that I talk to every day, is they sit and they talk about protection, and then the first thing they want to look at is what their return is on their dollar. My answer is, what if there is no dollar? What are you going to make your return on if you don't protect your base? That's why you own gold. The number two protected thing in this country is your bank account. The number one, is sought after is your bank account. They're going after it. The number one thing they're going after is your retirement dollars. And the reason why they're going after it is because they know exactly where it is and they know exactly where to get it. They don't have the information on your bank account yet. That's why digital currencies is coming to be. But when they get that information, and they will go after that too. But everything's at risk, especially the retirement plans, because there's $50 to $60 trillion in them. And the only guy who saw that 38 years ago was Ronald Reagan, when he brought together gold IRA programs specifically to protect Americans from the United States Congress trying to take their money. And here we are 36 years later. He was like a financial Nostradamus. They're trying not only to go after retirement plans, because you've talked about it, Brandon, so intelligently recently, but they want to go digital so they can know where every dollar is. Why were they creating 82,000 IRS agents in one of his bills? Because they wanted to monitor bank accounts, so just like your IRAs, they can know exactly where your money is and exactly how you spend it, all on the guise of helping you. They are, mark my words, over the next 3 years, if we don't stop this and we don't protect ourselves, your IRAs will become part of your Social Security plan.
That was my next follow-up. They have already had congressional hearings. Correct me if I'm wrong, Michael. They've already had congressional hearings on taking people's IRAs, giving them a paper IOU, and taking their IRA. True or false?
Absolutely. And what are you going to get with that paper IRA? Nothing. It's called they control you. They can turn it on and turn it off. And I always said a long time ago, when people were worried about them taking our guns, I said, no, they're going to take your money and they want you to sell your guns to eat. And at the end of the day, here we are right now in a scenario where there is a solution. There is a fix. It's a freedom that you get in owning metals and owning it as privately as Brandon talks about with the numismatic under the law to keep the government out of it. Or the same thing when you have a gold IRA that, thank you, Ronald Reagan, to put yourself in a controlling position of a physical asset that people, like happened to the people in Canada, when they locked them out of their bank accounts, their stock accounts, their retirement plans, every dollar they had. And we have clients that are clients of ours, Wes and myself, in Canada, that are members are actually involved with Worldview Weekend. The best thing that saved them is the physical gold that they had, because that got them money. They controlled it, not the government.
Tell our audience real quick about numismatic, for those who maybe don't understand that. How would you explain that to new people that are just questioning
it's the name numismatic is a name given by the industry. Numismatic is collectible gold, just like an antique car or antique house or antique furniture. The beauty of it is, back in 1933, when Roosevelt literally changed the currency, it had nothing to do with gold. He wanted to do what they're doing right now. This is a roadmap. He legitimately changed the currency to impoverish the nation. The worst years of the Depression was 1939, 6 years after he changed the currency. 6 years. It sort of found familiar with digital currencies right now. Look where we're headed, and also look at what happened to the numismatic gold. In 1933, Roosevelt had two major mentors. His two buddies were Joe Kennedy and John D. Rockefeller. He helped them both. He gave the Kennedy family the blue blood status by making Joe the ambassador to Canada, and later on gave him the keys to the kingdom to make him the commissioner of the SEC and chairman of the SEC. And then he turned around and John D. Rockefeller stole all the Texas oil land when the ranchers in Texas, and I know this because I've talked to them, did not have money to their cost of carry, as it might be. Not based on owning a mortgage, but losing the value of their property because of the fact they didn't have the ability to pay the taxes. So at the end of the day, when numismatics came along, part of the law where he changed the currency from gold certificates to silver certificates, it's stated in Section 2, Paragraph B, of rare or collectible value is exempt from confiscation and reporting. And he did that because, not because he loved collectibles, because the biggest black market in the world, ladies and gentlemen, and Brandon, is collectibles. You just had a Michelangelo pencil drawing sell for $40 to $50 million, and who bought it? Who knows? It went to an unbeknownst buyer by an unbeknownst seller.
So it was, you say it was sold for 40? How much was it sold for?
They had it opening up at 45 to 50 million. It might have gone for more, but opening bids were at $45 million. And nobody knows. I call it Hunter Biden gold right now, because he went into the art business for the same reason. Nobody tracks art. He's getting paid the same amount of money as Picasso for a painting. So a collectible gold coin offers you the ability of following the market, having an ounce of gold, and also having something that offers you a level of protection and security from privacy that isn't a law that's done by the demigod of the Democratic Party.
Wow.
And again, he didn't care about gold. 65% of the currency prior to April 5th, 1933, was gold coins. They had a $20 gold piece, a 10, a 5, a 2.5, and a 1. Men carried change purses. But what landed up happening is that when he changed the currency and the dollar went down from a dollar to almost 50 cents in value, gold went from a dollar to 250. He didn't want the people who had those gold coins to have the right of offsetting their loss. So he didn't just make it illegal or a misdemeanor. If you went to prison for 10 years and a $10,000 fine per count if you got caught with a gold coin. And that law stayed in effect for 40 years. People went to prison for just having a gold coin. Sort of like COVID. If you don't get the shot, they want to throw you in jail, I guess.
Wow. So look at this headline, Yahoo. Russia calling for integrating BRICS payment system. That's something the BRICS system I've been warning about for years. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're all working together to get rid of the petrodollar, the world reserve currency of the U.S. dollar. And of course, as you mentioned a while ago, you now have Saudi Arabia trading oil with a yuan, correct?
Correct.
You have Russia saying you want to buy oil from us, you're going to have to use the ruble. So things are already shifting under our feet, are they not?
Absolutely. And then you have India, the largest democracy in the world, the largest in the world. We had a great relationship with them. What is our relationship now? Zero. They're cutting a deal with Russia and China. We're being thrown to the side. Our allies don't trust us. Our enemies don't fear us. And at the end of the day, right now, the movement is afoot to go elsewhere. Even Japan, for the first time, is spending a lot of conversation with China and Russia that they never had before because they are afraid. And then you see the same, one of the major things that all of these countries are doing outside this country, central banks are accumulating gold, just like China is accumulating gold. And they are saying that openly to Saudi Arabia to say our currency is stable because we have finances that are backed by gold, period.
So they're sending the message, you can't trust the American dollar. It's really not backed by much anymore, certainly not gold. And so they're trying again to show the strength of their currency. So let me ask you as we get ready to conclude here, a lot of people are like, well, what are you going to do when hard times come? Go to the grocery store with gold and silver? No. You're going to eat it?
No.
I get so frustrated because this should make basic common sense to people. But how is it that someone can save their wealth through an inflationary period? And wealth, someone may say, well, I don't have any wealth. Well, if you have $1,000 in the bank, that's your wealth. You have $10,000, that's your wealth. Your wealth is whatever is left over after you pay your liabilities, your expenses. That's your wealth. That's your savings. So if you put a percentage, no one's talking 50%. If you put a percentage into precious metals, and we see silver going to $250 an ounce, as the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad was tweeting about. We see gold, as even some major, major institutions in the last few months have now said they would not be shocked to see $3,000 an ounce gold. Others are saying $5,000, $10,000 if you have massive hyperinflation. If you buy in at, say, $1,900 an ounce now, and let's say it goes to $3,000 an ounce on the conservative side or on the more higher side, $5,000 an ounce. Let's say after it all washes out, gold and silver comes back down, and how do you see this working out? You say it goes as high as $3,000 an ounce. How does it settle back down? Where would it settle back down? And how would someone that bought in today at around $1,900 and something be able to maintain their some of their wealth? Explain how that works.
It's quite simple. It's black and white. It's not gray. What it is this. First of all, when you talk about gold in 2008, when it went from 448 to 2000, that's a 400% gain. In 1979, when they keep referring to that as the biggest meltdown and inflationary time in history, it's not anymore. Gold went up 600% in 4 months. That's like gold going to $12,000 an ounce. So I'm not concerned about numbers right now. What I am concerned is telling you there's a difference between a real loss and a paper loss. Right now, a lot of people can be looking at their accounts and going, oh my God, I'm down 10%, 15%, but it's just a paper loss. When it gets real bad and you don't have other assets to offset that loss, that paper loss becomes a real loss. And that's the same thing when you're going grocery shopping and all of a sudden the cost of living goes up an extra $1,000 a month, but yet gold has gone up and you sell off some of your gold to offset these losses. You use your gold intelligently to offset it. But there's this thing in life called, Brandon, acting versus reacting. And most people in this country react. They wait till it's terrible. And that's why people in 2009 and 10 had to go back to work that retired because they didn't have anything to offset their paper loss and they had to sell things off at huge losses. But if they had gold, they sold their gold off profitably to offset their losses and lived off it. We're heading into a darker age than ever before because the people running this country during this inflationary and hyperinflationary period are not true Americans. They like this disaster. They love this disaster. They live on this disaster, and they want us to accept it as a way of life. And if you own gold, it will give you the capability when you have a loss to sell off against it or use it as a means of not being able, not having to necessarily lose your house, lose your car. When things get so bad and some people have these adjustable rate mortgages that they're living with, and maybe they put down a decent amount of money, but they still can't afford it, gold will go up. Historically, it has to protect you, and you sell it off. Swiss America offers a two-way market. We can get you money when you need it. But the reality is, if you wait too long, you're going to pay twice as much and get twice as little and protect twice as less.
Wow.
That's the issue. And take advantage and get protected.
And I've been saying for years, and we'll get ready to close here now, I've been saying for years that America is headed toward Venezuela. With the massive inflation that they have seen. And yet that at one time was a very, very rich country. I showed this video in one of my documentaries, and I've showed it here on TV. I want to show it again. This is middle-class Venezuelans a few years ago eating out of a garbage truck for food because of the hyperinflation in Venezuela. Watch this.
Hola!
Cuéntame, tienen que sacar la comida de la basura.
Sí, tenemos hambre, tenemos goma, uno ahora lo sabe, ¿dónde está mi mierda?
No. Hay que cambiar el presidente, jefe, porque no podemos vivir así.
Pero esto es basura.
Basura, por lo mismo, como estamos en la situación que estamos, imagínese usted, no podemos andar así. Tenemos que sacar al presidente y lo queremos sacar. Somos gente de la calle, pero queremos sacar al presidente.
So there you go. Sorry for the. I should have watched that in advance. There's some bad language there in Spanish. I don't know Spanish, but it was on the screen, so I apologize. We'll cover that in the replay. Logan, make a note of that to cover that in the replay, please. But there you are, Michael, eating out of dumpsters, middle class people. This was very common, sadly, in Venezuela. Tell me this can happen. Tell me, do you think this could happen in America?
It has. It has. During 1933, when Roosevelt did what he did and he changed the currency, devalued the dollar, people lost houses, people lost land in Texas, not because they didn't have because they had mortgages, because they didn't have the money to pay the bills. And the cost of carry went way up. And at the end of the day, Roosevelt got reelected four times until the American people caught up on what he did and made it the only other of a couple amendments that we passed to make sure nobody like him could ever do like he did. He wasn't a wonderful guy. And in 1933, by 1936, we had people riding around in trains all those years. They called it the hobos. That most of the people don't even know what a hobo is anymore. Now they call them street people. But at the end of the day, that's what they were. They traveled around living off the land because they had nothing, but they once had it. And the reality is Roosevelt fed them. People came in once a week to get food. There were food lines. They went in and got money to eat. And he was daddy, and he took care of them. That's what they are looking at right now. They want to take care of us. They don't want to be people that govern by the people and for the people. They want to govern to the people and at the people. And that food situation happened here. We lived with it. And what took us out of it was World War II and this great generation. And this great generation, including my father, who fought 4 years at World War II in Germany and was wounded twice. And was a Purple Heart member. At the end of the day, he would be flipping over in his grave if he saw what was going on in this country right now, because it would remind him of what the people used to do during the Depression. During the 1930s, when my parents grew up, my mother told me when she didn't have milk for cereal, her mother used to tell her to use water and think milk. That's how hungry people were. They don't realize it yet until it happens, but it's creeping up on us, Brandon, as you point out every day. And when it does, it happens, and all of a sudden, why didn't I do something about it? You have an opportunity to do something. If you don't, you're foolish.
Yeah. And a lot of people, by the way, in closing, and I've said three times now, a lot of people will tell their, quote, financial planner this, and their financial planner will tell them all the reasons not to do it. But that's because I think a lot of them don't make commissions on it, number one. But I've known a lot of financial planners, not to paint them all with the same brush, but I know a lot of financial planners, Michael, whose personal finances are a wreck. Have you?
Absolutely. My dad used to say, if somebody wants to make you a lot of money, make sure they have it in the first place. Let's put it like this. These people, when I graduated from college and got my graduate degree, at the end of the day, being a stockbroker was a profession. Now it's a 9-month training course. If you ever read what the Series 7 broker's responsibilities are, according to the Series 7 license that they get from the government, it's to generate commission. The person who has a responsibility is their manager. That's the person who has the responsibility. So at the end of the day, right now, it's not a game, as it might be. I think that you're going to see more and more people sit back and get realities from their brokers. Their brokers, and some of them are good people. God bless them. And listen, my son is a vice president at Merrill Lynch, but he has good ethic in how he deals with people because I taught him. But these people who sat back and want to tell you how to run your money, remember one thing, it's your money. It's not their money. If you lose money, they're going to go home, eat dinner, and have a nice meal, and you're going to be sitting there and wondering what to do. It's your money. Value that. They have a job to manage and keep money under management. When I started as a broker in 1975, as a stockbroker, my boss told me, we don't like to send their money back. Because when we do, they control it. We don't.
And by the way, you are finding clients who are trying to get out, get their money, and they're sitting on the phone for hours and hours and hours and not getting their money, and then sitting back on the phone for hours and hours and hours and fighting for weeks to get their own money. True or false?
Absolutely. And the sad part is we are like an existential threat to them. We look at it because when you buy gold from us and you deal with Wes, myself, or anybody else who sends you gold, you send me money, I send you gold. I don't send you a picture. I don't send you a piece of paper. I send you something that you physically control. You actually could go sell it yourself if you had to. But I assure you, if we were at a grocery line and we needed to eat and it was that way and I came in with a gold coin and you came in with a bunch of stock certificates, I'm going home eating and you're going over to the park looking in the garbage can because you got nothing coming. That's the reality of paper assets.
Michael Weiner, Swiss America, thank you for the historical basis, Michael. Thank you.
My pleasure. It's always a pleasure being here, Brandon. If somebody needs help, give us a call. We'll be more than happy to spend proper time to go through all their opportunities.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michael. Michael Weiner checking in with us tonight on the news that's broken today on this massive spike in inflation. And sadly, I don't think this will be the last time we have a show where we talk about a massive spike in inflation. I think we're going to look back and say, oh, I wish we had that report of 17.5%. Again, if you want to get the free packet of information from Swiss, you can do that. We don't give financial advice here, folks. We give financial opinion. It's your job to do your education. The education, I think, starts with getting that free packet of information. All you got to do is text. You can call Wes Peters with Swiss America if you want, but you don't have to. You can just text him and write to his cell phone your name and your mailing address, and he'll send you that free packet. Then, after you've gone through it, you can call back and talk to Wes Peters and to Michael Weiner there and get all your questions answered, and then do what's in your best interest. 602-558-8585 is that number to text your name and address to get that free packet. 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585.